Hi, everyone. My name is Clay Tatum.
Hi, Clay.
Hi, Rod. I'm still not saying anything bad about Rod because he's a gun owner now. And something about the government or something. I don't remember why I bought the gun.
I bought a gun. I've never shot a gun. I never plan to use one, but I do like to have one just in case.
You like it pointed at me.
Yeah.
When I do the intros.
I keep it pointed at my guy.
Also, Wit is around, is here too. And I say that so I can let Rod know that he can, there's multiple people he can point the gun at.
But so, you're the one talking.
That's
Wit,
true.
Actually, he had his phone in his hand. He didn't have the mic.
Wit, say something.
My name's Wit. Slappy Doo. Gotta do a lot for the bumble shoot.
Whoa. Wait, that was loud. I could hear it through your headphones.
I know. I fucked up.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll survive. What's up, gang? What's up, dudes? What's up, gang? What's up, dudes? What's up, gang?
Hi.
What's up, gang? What's
not
up,
much,
dudes?
Not much of that.
What, bitch?
I'm cool.
Okay. I have jury duty next week.
Who's Jerry?
No. When you're getting sued for the stuff you do, that's not called jury duty. That's called being sued for your sick behavior.
Well, I have to go to court next week is what I'm trying to say.
I know.
But is it weird to go to court for something that is not because of something you did? Like, how long? That's been years since you've just, like, gone to court, not because of a problem you created yourself.
I gotta be honest, I've never gone to court because of...
You're a sicko witness, or you're a sick... Wait, what do they call it? I don't know. A joke is abandoned. What's up?
What were you trying to say?
What is the person that they have on stand who is, like... They're kind of like a consultant a little bit. Like, they... It's like a... If it's a... I don't even know what I'm trying
like
to say.
Like a character witness? I know that.
Yeah, something like
but
that.
But it's not that.
Something like that. I don't know. What's up, gang?
I'm cool. So, guess what, guys? And I don't care if the government knows. I got a letter saying I had to do jury duty.
Yeah.
But I got it maybe like the day I was supposed to go to do jury duty.
And you said, I'm not doing jury duty, I'm doing booty duty.
I'm doing booty duty. I went and had anal sex. And Rod gave me a high five.
Yeah, I think that is actually pretty cool.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about, booty duty, or are you talking about pooping?
Pooping.
Oh, and I pooped.
Booty duty.
When you poop while having anal, it's called booty duty.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys can look that one up.
Everyone should know that.
Yeah,
and boo rakasha. That whole riff.
Wait, let me think.
Wait, that riff we just went on is boo rakasha.
I think it's a little yeah.
Clay, you're changing up how you're saying it.
Yeah.
No, you say it yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's just like it's constantly evolving. I can't wait. Always
Clay's
be like,
all
yeah,
about
yeah.
changing things. I just want to stick to format.
You're a traditional person, you're trad.
What's that?
Yeah, trad. You're a trad wife.
What's
you're
that?
You're a trad wife.
What is this?
You like the nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
And you like the... Your whole lifestyle is basically like a advertisement from the 50s.
Yeah.
You're like a Leave It to Beaver type of person.
Tell us. Yeah, Leave It to Beaver. That's what I say whenever my girlfriend's trying to make a choice. And I say Leave It to Beaver because if I don't Leave It to Beaver... Beavers, I'm talking about vagina.
Oh.
And I'll get in trouble. Big ragasha.
Yeah. And I go, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so the fellas listening right now, if you agree
probably
with,
have boners right now with all this beaver talker.
The fellas, if you
as
agree with
you
my joke I just did about Leave It to Beaver, please go ahead and tweet yeah yeah, Barakasha, or Bowsouse. Yes. And we'll know
with
what you're
no
talking.
Other context. Yeah. No hashtag.
Just tweet
and
that
at
out.
Tweet at us.
No.
Oh, don't.
Tweet at the podcast.
Tweet just to sauce. Yourself. To your followers. Yeah yeah. Barakasha. Bowsouse.
Yeah. So Clay, do you wake Whitney up in the middle of the night when she's sleeping just to go yeah yeah and fist bump her?
I wake her up in the middle of the night and go, I think someone's showering next to her window.
What? Why?
Because someone is.
Huh?
Do you have you got a hose right there?
I have a hose right there.
And so what, a person?
We have people showering, which I'm cool with. I'm not saying this to complain. I'm totally fine. If anyone wants to shower and they're...
And it's just an exposed hose?
Yeah, we have exposed hose where I'm from.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're unhoused and you want to take a shower,
Rod always has exposed toes in public.
Well, yeah, but that's just that's
no, that, finds that's exciting. That's not always exposed.
Well, if you're horny, I guess. Yeah, you're right. You're not always horny, but
yeah. He has to sleep.
Do you remember when we were kids and we would just be like, "Ooh, a faucet, a hose. We gotta drink from that," and we would just drink from a hose all the time.
Yeah,
at like wherever we were skating. Just I remember like
I wasn't thirsty until I was like 28.
I still don't think you're thirsty.
Yeah.
When me and Clay worked together, I'd say I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod.
Mic to the face. Sorry.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod.
You're not that close.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod.
Is that better?
Say it one more time.
I don't. I don't work for you. But
no, but
Clay.
This is for Clay's editing.
Clay will grab a drink from my fridge, a LaCroix, whatever it is, and he won't even open it the whole time we're working. And then he'll leave.
If I open it, that means it's like it's gone. It's like
so you either have would to rather throw just it away. Not even have a sip. And then he leaves, and it's just an unopened, delicious, crisp can of LaCroix or Coke or whatever.
I do the right thing. I mean, the right thing is not to take it out in the first place, but I gauge my thirst, and I go, this might be undeserved. I'm going to have it by my side in case I meet the threshold of at least, like, 8 sips.
Dude, last night, I gauged my thirst.
Uh-huh.
So, last night, I went to see friend of the pod, Christian Lee Hudson, play at Largo. And I had...
He did 2 nights in a row?
Yeah. And he's back on the 9th. I had...
What the hell? Sorry, yeah. Rod burped.
Rod burped.
I would never burp.
But you would lie.
Have you guys ever seen me burp? Be honest.
I've seen you do a lot of things, Ron, and I just don't want... I don't think I can repeat
it. We can't talk about it.
I can't repeat any of it.
But so we had dinner, me, Christian, and our friend Al, at Cantor's.
Weird or normal?
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
And I had water and coffee.
Yes.
And I went from there... about 6 until I'd say 10:30 without having a drink of anything. Can you believe that?
I feel like if you did that, you would turn into that little your body would turn into dust. Like
I'd go.
You can have a coffee at 6.
Oh, I had to have one. I was exhausted, so tired.
What roast did you get? Answer me, bitch.
Cantor's roast.
Okay,
just brown.
You got the brown roast.
Brown yeah, roast.
It's like diner coffee, right?
What do you think?
Yeah, diner coffee, a coffee and a French dip.
What would you like? We offer light or dark. Yep, brown.
French dip is one of
that's
the top.
That's what's so weird when people say, can I get a black coffee? It's like, no, can you get a brown coffee? That is brown.
Yeah, the coffee's brown, you stupid ass.
You bitch.
Bitch.
You karate chop them. Remember Ninja Comedy?
We've talked about this, man.
Oh.
We talked about it one time, and we talked about that website, and someone sent me a link to that website.
Wait,
what's the website?
Remember the guy who was, he writes about being a ninja and swallowing.
Oh, Ninja Roommate? Was it that?
I don't know.
My roommate is a ninja. That was like, if you told me right now that was Lonely Island who did that, I'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a Lonely Island pilot, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. I can't remember what it was called. Awesome Town.
Awesome Town, yeah.
Yeah. Where were we watching that?
On their website.
I would go to Clay's house, and we would just watch that
every
single day.
You go to lonelyisland.com, and they have, like, an MP3 that you can download.
It was an unaired...
Or MP4 or whatever.
Pilot.
Dot Move.
Yeah, it was for Fox.
It was a Dot Move.
And I remember thinking, I've never seen anything this
I'm
funny
having a stroke.
In what? My whole life.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Big time. You Jack Black was the first thing you saw? And
was
like,
it, like, for Fox? It was Jack Black
was
as, like,
Fox,
a...
Yeah.
Like a... Founding father.
Yeah.
I remember that was it that pilot that has the just two guys and we're having a good time.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Yes, I think so.
Hey, there's Steve.
That was on their YouTube?
Yeah.
I think that was on their YouTube and then they put it in their pilot or the other way around.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
I could listen to them talk about that forever.
Do they ever talk about it anywhere? Do they do interviews? I don't really know.
I don't know. I'd say that the Lonely Island guys are a perfect level of pressed out. Like, you don't get too much of them. Like, it's a perfect amount.
Yeah.
I wish that, honestly, Andy Samberg was more of, like, a tentpole movie star, because he's probably the funniest, like, famous movie star we got going right now, who's like a younger, newer guy.
But he's been around for like...
Yeah, but he's still like maybe 40.
He's been around since the 40s?
Like 20 years?
Probably, something 20, like 30 that.
20, 30 years since the 40s, yeah.
Like since...
1940?
I mean, at least 1940. Like...
40. He was like 2004? I think he started on SNL 1940?
I don't think SNL was on the air.
I think SNL started in...
40s or 1940? 50s. It could have been the 50s.
Could be the 50s.
You think he was on the first season?
In 1940?
Yeah.
I think his comedy career started in 1940. Sorry, I'm having a stroke.
Wait, he's 40, so he was born in 1940.
40.
Hold up. So, wait, hold on. I'm 30. I was born in the 30s.
1930s.
So I'm actually older? You're actually older than Andy Samberg?
I was born in the...
Oh, yeah, weird.
I think I was born in... I'm 33. I was thinking I was born in the roaring 33s.
Do you remember when... Do you remember meeting somebody who's older than you, but their birthday was after yours in the year, and they're, like, older than you, and having to be like, wait, like, what? Hold up. My birthday's in May, and your birthday's in June, and you're telling me you're older than me?
Pick up a calendar, you fucking simpleton.
Explain this to me, because I feel like I'm older than you.
Yeah. I remember as a kid thinking that the year started when school started.
Yeah. Oh, that was hard for me to wrap my head around. Yeah. And it kind of still is. I'm like, why doesn't school start on January 1st? Makes the most sense.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, who decided that that's when school started? I was so fucking stupid that I thought that my dad lived in black and white.
Think about summertime.
Woo!
Think about having that again.
I remember when me and Clay were in high school, or maybe even middle school, Clay was like, I can't wait to get out of school. And guess what? When I do graduate, I'm going to put a lawn chair in my front yard and just watch as kids have to get on the school bus and go to school and just think, I don't ever have to do that again. Because that's how much Clay hated Clay. Yeah, do you remember telling me this?
I don't know, but the feeling of knowing other people have to go to school and I don't is incredible.
But did you do that?
No, I had to go to fucking college.
would you rather do school or work, though?
School!
And then work. I would rather work at like Starbucks.
No fucking way, dude.
I swear to you, I'd rather go to work at Starbucks.
Absolutely, school. The only thing that sucked about school was having to wake up early.
It's really nice to just hang out with your friends. It's probably the best part of school. Work doesn't really have that.
I remember living in LA when I was 18, and I would see kids going to school, like 17-year-old kids going to Santa Monica High School, and thinking, that fucking sucks. They gotta go to school? Oh my god. But I think honestly what I was doing was much worse than
you,
that.
What were you doing? You were going to community college?
Probably, yeah. Or I was like taking 14 different acting classes or something.
I could be wrong, but you were putting glass bottles in your butt and selling them as brown bottles?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. I got brown bottles over here.
Yeah, you
said. And that's where Blue Bottle got the idea, is because they thought the brown bottle's brown because of coffee.
Yes.
So they were like, let's start a coffee company called Brown Bottle. And they were like, well, we can't do that. Wit already has done
it. It was already copyrighted Brown Bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they said, well, we have to pick another color. Well, we don't love anyone more than the boys in blue.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And they're talking about the Blue Man Group.
Yeah,
they love those guys blowing into those PVC pipes.
Yeah,
bonking those PVC pipes.
Oh yeah, and arresting people for drug charges and like possession of weed. But
a lot of people don't know that. But yeah, the Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group they're also cops. People don't talk about it, but they are.
They are cops.
I sent you a Snapchat video that you never even responded to. Not a Snapchat video, YouTube video.
Of what?
Of a kid getting arrested.
Oh, well, that video was like 2 hours long, so it took me a while.
It was.
And then when I finally finished it, it was like, I can't respond to it. It felt like forever since then. But what did you think of
it? It's a perfect short film.
It's not a perfect short film until you reach the last minute.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Yeah. So there's this video. I don't know how to...
Listen, gang, you will never see this video, so just...
No, let me tell them what... And I don't watch it if you're... triggered, because at first you would watch it and you go like, fuck this fucking white little bitch, he's like getting pulled over for running over a stoplight, which is how it starts. It's called 19-year-old impaired driver crashes into police officer. Yeah. It opens with this kid, and he's just, his car's crashed.
And this
he's
is, with this his best friend.
And this is Whit is calling this the perfect short film, which it is.
It truly is. And it's like a sketch or
a short film.
Yeah, short film, sorry.
There's I call a, it a long film. Long, it's pretty film. Long.
It's about 10 minutes long. It opens with this kid. He's run over a stoplight, and the light is on top of his car. Yeah. And he has his best friend with him. And he's like, obviously, totally zonked.
You know what the vibe of him has? Because the cop comes up to him and goes, you know what's going on? And he has this like blank look on his face. Like he's not, he's in no rush to respond at all.
Yeah.
As if he's just like randomly talked to by anyone. He reminded me of that meme where the lady's talking to the guy in the techno thing and he doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
He has that look on his face.
Yeah, he's just like completely confused and he goes, there's glass all over me. And the cop's like, yeah, buddy. You need to get out of the car. And the dude tries to then park his car, but he can't really drive anywhere because he's run over a stoplight, and he's, like, so confused.
He's zonked.
And eventually you find out this guy, he's not high, he's not drunk, even though he has a brand new bong in his back of his car, and he keeps going, I've never even used the piece before. It's like a Tim Robinson bit, this guy. Uh-huh. He's, like, and then the cop finally is, like, are you drunk? And he goes, I haven't drank in 3 days. He's like, are you high? I haven't smoked weed in 3 days. And he goes, have you taken anything? And he goes, I take Xanax because I got a lot of stuff going on in my mind right now. And he goes, when's the last time you took it? And he goes, 3 days ago. And he goes, okay, be honest with me. Are you stoned? And he goes, not for 3 days. I haven't smoked weed. And he goes, be honest. And he goes, maybe a couple hours ago. And then he just keeps doing that with everything. And it turns out everything was a couple hours ago. And he's on everything. And his buddy is being very polite and just sort of looking at his phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And then they go through all this rigmarole, this guy getting sort of arrested. They're trying to figure out what he's on because he's not drunk and he's not stoned. And then it turns out he's on a bunch of Xanax. And then so they do arrest him, but his buddy gets off scot-free. And they're like, why? What were you doing? Why'd you run over the stoplight? And he goes, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was driving too fast and I just ran over it. And his friend was like, yeah, and I don't know what happened. I was looking at my phone. And then suddenly we're in a crash. And everybody's obviously, like, at the friend, like, ah, that sucks. This dude had to, you know, get in a car accident because his friend was under the influence. And you feel kind of bad for the friend or whatever. And then they go to jail and they're arresting the guy, the kid, he's like 19, and then they go onto his Snapchat, and through his Snapchat they find his friend's Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And his friend is filming their whole night together doing the dumbest shit, like speeding 120 miles an hour down the road.
It's just like they're like actively running from the cop.
Yeah. And then finally the kid, the friend is, mm-hmm, filming the entire arrest, and he's just murmuring under his breath, fuck the fucking pigs. All time. And it's just a great payoff. It's just a fucking final tag on this. CJ made me watch it, and I was like, what is this? And then the last 2 minutes happened, and I was like, oh, okay. That's why this is good.
You just gotta wait for it. I don't think I'd be that patient.
I try to be more patient these days with watching long ass videos.
It's hard, dude. I can't watch a movie anymore. I saw a movie the other day. Oh no, we don't need to review it, but I saw Forget Paris. You ever seen this movie? Billy Crystal is a referee professionally. Meets a girl in Paris when he was burying his dad, and falls in love. And then
wait, what kind of referee?
Basketball style. Okay. And he has to go on the road a lot, and it really fucks up his new marriage, this person he met in Paris. And it's him dealing with juggling work and life.
And, yeah? Is it good?
It's hard for me to pay attention to this shit.
And would you give it what would you rate it?
10 out of 10. And it's not the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, or Brockershaw.
I'm saying, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is, I'm watching that movie. I'm realizing I don't have the attention for this stuff anymore. I'm like, I'm fucking YouTube poisoned.
That's why I need to be in a theater.
Yeah.
I can't watch a movie if I'm not in the theater.
I would turn Annette off within two fucking
seconds. Dude, if I was sitting on the sofa watching fucking Annette,
not a chance, dude.
7 minutes in is where I would have changed the channel.
I watched it again on Twitch.
What are the people watching?
I had a great time.
What were the people watching it? Did he get a real gauge?
Some people really like it. Some people are both fans of Sparks and Leo's Carax.
Yeah, I'm a fan of both of them, too. Yeah, me and too. I think the movie is fucking doo-doo trash.
People love
and
it.
I think that the Sparks, the very Sparks-centric shit is good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's two times in the movie. I think the Leo, it's weird because I think the movie's well shot. It's just the way it's something about it. I'm like,
I don't like singing.
I like singing. I just like when people sing songs. I don't want them to just sing at each other.
Right. I don't know.
The first song the first song in the movie is the best one.
Yeah.
So and it good. Kind of like
I was
ruins,
so stoked to see the movie.
It kind of ruins the rest of it because you kind of want that energy throughout. And you don't really get that.
God, I respect the zaniness of the movie, too.
And then you get to,
I'm really in a rough spot here.
I think a big
problem with the wooden baby?
Well, I love
it takes an hour to get to the wooden baby.
I know.
And that hour is so kind of boring and nothing happens.
And boring shit happens after the wooden baby, too.
But when they start singing that they love the wooden baby, I'm kind of back in.
Dude, I check out so hard. Dude,
once they, it's also weird because it's like football game and they're seeing the wooden baby's supposed to sing. I'm like, fuck that.
That's
but it's like it's so like
seen,
the
though.
Football thing is like a weird thing for me to wrestle with too because I love the zaniness of it. It's like you can feel
when
that,
when the baby comes in on the four drones.
Yeah, it's incredible. I love the zaniness.
No, it
was
a Barakashaw moment, but there's something about it to where I'm like, why isn't this good?
I don't fucking care. I mean, like Harmony Korine. Probably the biggest Leo Carax fan there is, and his movies are zany too, and I just love every second of it, even though like some parts of it I like whatever. But it's a hard movie for me to wrestle because I don't like the movie, and I love my man, and I love the zaniness, and I love the bold choices, and I love the
it's
that
a movie
he went out
with
there.
A lot of choices
and I love them, and I just you put them all together and it's just not a Clayton
but honestly
movie.
I think what it is for me is not paying as much attention to it. Like, because I was watching it, and I'm talking to chat and watching the movie, and that's, I think, the ideal way to watch
it. You see one
it.
Baby on a drone? Of course you're having a laugh.
Imagine if it was a real baby on a drone.
I'd be too freaked out.
What are you doing with that baby? Anywho, we don't need to talk about Annette.
We gave it 14 Barakashaws.
I give it 10 out of 10 for sure.
10 out of 10.
I go ahead and I'm going to give it 10. Yeah.
I'll give it a 10, yeah, and a 10, yeah.
I give it a 10 out of 10 Barakasha with a fist bump.
What movie have you seen recently?
So I saw Suicide Squad.
Well, that sounds like an intense
the
drama.
The Suicide Squad.
That sounds like an intense drama.
Not the old Suicide Squad. Not Suicide Squad.
That
the
movie,
Suicide
this
Squad.
This is a remake.
Yeah.
Redo.
Can I tell you another thing?
What?
What I'm about to say is just a joke. I'm just joking. This is not for real. I tried to watch the movie, and I turned it off instantly.
Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't even get to Pete Holmes getting his head blown off?
Past that, and I can recognize that this is a way better movie than the last one, because it's more fun. But, like, you know how, like, James Gunn came out with, like, he almost got canceled for edgy jokes?
Yeah, from Twitter, from like,
which is like
2011.
Which is for me is like, don't cancel them for that. But like, you know that type of person.
Yeah,
I can feel that type of person directing this movie. And
oh
it
yeah,
was a turn like the bag of dicks type of shit.
All that bag of dicks shit. That's out. We don't need that.
I am.
Sometimes I think people like they look at John Cena and they're like, this is a funny guy. And actually, he's just a big robot, and that's where he's the funniest.
Well, he's the funniest looking actor there is.
Yeah.
No question. Nobody's funnier than John Cena because of
what he did to himself.
Have you seen that man in a suit?
He used to wear big suits when he wrestled. It's very funny.
But anywho, gang, I was just joking. I saw the whole movie, and
we all saw it together.
We all saw it together.
The AMC 14.
Exactly.
Clay was licking his lips the whole movie.
Yes.
He heard that there was a brand new corn dog stand around the corner.
Yeah.
And he said, he started crying.
Serve a burger corn dog.
Burger corn
dog. Well, it's a corn dog filled with ground beef and cheese.
With Wagyu beef.
What's that?
Wagyu beef?
It's Wagyu.
It's like a Japanese style.
You don't know Wagyu?
It's like a high fat.
Dude, that's embarrassing.
Percentage meat.
Wait, that's embarrassing.
You know about Kobe Wagyu meat? You know about Kobe?
No.
You know about what? You say you don't know about Kobe Wagyu?
You don't know about the marbleization?
Marvelous Mrs.
You don't know about the marbleization in the meat?
What?
You don't know about...
Wait,
everyone... let me turn off this music. Let me explain to you, and please keep your ears open.
Okay.
Do you know about Marvelous Mrs. Meat?
I don't. Tell me all about it.
Wagyu is high fat percentage. It's a Japanese. I don't know.
It's got the... Yeah, it's... You got... It's marble.
Is it Japanese?
I think so.
I don't know. Whatever.
If there's beef and salt in it, hey, I'm game. So we walk past...
Mike to face?
Please. Huh? We walk past this place, and Clay sees that there's a corn dog burgers... Burger dog, burger corn dog place.
It's called Wagyu like a dog.
Yeah,
Wagyu the tail.
Wagyu dog.
And he
tail.
Starts crying, and I haven't seen Clay cry in years since we were little kids.
Yeah,
it's been weeks for me
since Louis C.K. has been canceled.
Yeah, it's 2016, so we were like 14.
Four. Yes, teen. I was born in the 40s.
Yeah, Clay starts sobbing, crying, and I'm like, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "I love that."
And what was the restaurant? What was the restaurant called?
Wagyu like a dog.
Exactly.
He says, that sounds so good, and I just love that idea. And I'm like, well, are you still cool to see the movie? And he says, yeah, I'll be fine. Yeah. And he's sniffling. He has his handkerchief in his
pocket. I did say something.
Pocket.
I did say, I said, what are we watching? What do you say?
I said, The Suicide Squad.
I get that. If I don't get that Wagyu, that gives me an idea.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm scared because I'm part of his squad, and I don't want to commit suicide.
Exactly.
So we're watching the movie. Clay's laughing at all of the stuff that happens.
I hear bag of dicks.
Yeah.
I'm screaming.
Because imagining that.
Just Clay sees Weasel up there, and that's the first time Clay's ever saw himself.
Yeah.
He sees himself in Weasel, and he thinks to himself, yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen. Talking about me being conflicted watching Annette by liking the bold choices, but just like for some reason not connecting with the movie. Seeing bag of dicks jokes, but... Fucking Weasel is in this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving Weasel.
Yep. What about Shark Guy?
I can fucking...
I'm hoping Shark Guy and Weasel get a movie together.
I almost said I can take him or leave him. Fucking leave him. I don't care.
I like the shark.
You're just saying that because you're thinking about the...
Weasel.
Well, you're thinking about the dog. Clay was in a bad mood, and it turned out he was in such a bad mood because he hadn't had any beef that day.
Exactly.
Clay has to have beef every day, or else he has a bad attitude.
And I say I need my beef injection, which you think is funny for some reason.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious. But to Clay, that's very serious.
Yeah, I need my beef injection.
So we watch the movie, and it turns out this guys of Suicide Squad, they have to fight a big-ass guy. A big-ass guy.
Is a big-ass, like, star. Star.
This guy is going to bite you if you don't get his way.
Ouch.
He gonna bite you in the ass. If you know, and he gotta get his way. And so this guy's trying to get his way. So when I was watching this movie, I didn't really know what the plot was at all. The whole time I was just thinking, this is better than the other one. Yeah. That's all I was thinking.
Well, this one, they have like an actual like covert mission that...
What was the other mission?
The other one, I think they had to save Amanda Waller from... It just kind of starts. I don't really know.
It was rough watching that. And the director, David Ayer, who I like some of his movies. All of his movies are about, like, cops, like, in L.A.
My man's... I feel like he might be missing more than he's hitting, but you kind of like his style.
Yeah.
Like, he has an eye.
And he's like, I made a cut, I want to be able to release my cut, like Zack Snyder did, which I support. I think that's what streaming should be for.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I cannot
literally
imagine.
Free money.
Yeah, I cannot imagine how this movie would be any better. With this Justice League, that movie felt really bizarre. The first version of the Justice League,
yeah,
where it's like some shit has cut out of this movie, and also, you know, there's all the shit with there's like two directors and all this shit. With the Ayer cut, I'm like, what's gonna be different, pal?
Yeah.
That's the same shit with the Schumacher cut with Batman Forever. They're like, there's a better cut.
Is he
of
related
it.
To Bootmacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bootmacher?
Yeah. Well, there's shoe and there's boot.
Oh, okay.
And Donnie, and he has a cousin named Flip Flop Mocker. But
can I tell you something?
What?
I'm wearing boots right now. Yeah. It's really hard to commit to. I feel like a fool.
Why?
I don't know. I've been a Crocs man.
You look
man.
Cool.
Thank you so much. But, you know, you ever buy something that's you feel like it's too cool for your thing?
Oh, well, yeah.
And you're like...
Anytime I button my shirt up all the way.
I've crossed the line here.
Yeah.
But I'm committing to... I'm told. This is... I'm wearing a boots that me and Whitney bought the same brand.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about.
If I push my hair straight back, I feel like this is not me. This is too grown.
You're crossing a line.
Yeah.
But you want to.
I want... Yeah, but...
You want to do your thing.
But then I'm like, nope. But yeah, the Schumacher cut. It's like, I've seen the extra footage. I'm like, this ain't gonna make that movie any better.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
Remember watching the extra footage on a DVD? Like, the cut footage? Watching, like, and being like, yeah, I guess this actually does suck, and it's probably good that it's not in the movie.
Yeah, he talks to, like, a giant bat in it. We don't need him to be talking to no giant bat.
Listen, I don't want to get too Hollywood here, but me and Whit are making a movie, and we have some cuts that should be on a DVD that I'm being stubborn and keeping them in. And I understand the struggle here.
Of wanting to keep things in the movie?
Yeah.
Well, because you show... There's things that are very personal to you, and then you show them to other people, and they have no connection, and they're like, I don't give a fuck about this.
And you understand why they don't give a fuck, but...
Right.
You just go like, hey, listen, this is my reality right now, and I kind of want to show it.
Right. Anyway, so we're watching the Suicide...
And what I'm talking about is the dream sequence where I take Rut to jail.
Yeah.
Throw away the
Which
key.
Is important.
Clay. Wait. Am I in the movie?
Yeah. It's a CGI version.
Of have you ever tried? Have you ever tried to sue me? Yeah. I have some Disney lawyers behind me.
Okay, well. I guess you can use my... I guess it's okay. Yeah. I'll sign off on it.
Okay.
But
you have to pay me.
What?
Yeah, you have to pay me.
Okay.
So they kill this guy because someone pokes him in the eye by jumping into his eye?
What? Why are you saying that again to
me? The big star. Starro.
Well, Clay doesn't know what's going on at this point.
Let me think. Who's the big star? Johnny Depp. So Johnny Depp's in this?
Margot Robbie's in it. She's playing the Johnny Depp part. And Clay doesn't know what's going on because he's so hungry at this point.
Yeah.
That he's... drooling.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in a... I had to get him a kiddie pool so he could sit in a pool of his drool. Exactly. And he's playing around.
There's so much drool. Now Clay's having a great time.
And he's saying, I need my dog.
I said, Burger did dog. You walk past the dog when you were getting in the kiddie pool? And you said, yes. And so I fucking beat the shit out of you like I was Jake Paul.
Yeah, we get in a fist fight. He clamps, double fists me in my head, smushes my head to be the thinness of a penny.
Yeah, you know how you rear back for a punch?
Yeah.
I was doing that with both my arms.
Yeah.
You rear back with both arms.
And he squished my head.
Yes.
Smashed it. And that's why Whit's head's so small.
Yep. And he said...
And then he started getting hired for acting stuff.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Exactly.
And he said... what would Jake Paul do?
Yeah.
I said, Clay, what are you going to do? And he said, what would Jake Paul do?
And you said, probably double punch me?
Yep. And televise it?
Televise
it. He said, well, there's no cameras. And I said, what does that mean? And he goes, yeah. He double punch
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And he holds up one fist and he looks at it and he goes, yeah. And then he holds up his other fist and looks at it and goes, yeah.
Well, the tattoo is on my...
says, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did y'all watch that Jake Paul thing?
Yeah, watching it, yeah.
Who, what, I didn't even...
Jake Paul won by decision.
Was it a good fight?
Terrible fight.
Has Jake Paul had a good fight?
No, Jake Paul knocks people out within, like, two rounds, but this went all eight rounds, and, he was doing more punching, and the other guy was just, like, more cautious, because, like, this is not his sport, and in the fourth round, he got Jake on the ropes. He fell back, landed on the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an opportunity for him to punch him after falling back, but he didn't. And I'm like, is there something going on here?
Yes.
Like, you could, like, you punch him once he falls down on the ropes. You can still continuously, you can still punch him, you know? And he chose not to. And then after the fourth round, he went back to not punching as much. And I'm going to go, there's something up here, because they're both very sloppy fighters. Anywho, gang.
It's a scam.
Let's have Jake Paul fight Logan Paul.
That would be the funniest.
Can we do that?
Yes, we can do that. Me and you, Rod, can do that.
We could get that set up. Can we get paid for it? We just need a little bit of the money.
Yeah, give me like 1%.
Because I think that's the fight that's really going to sell. I think because one of them is going to win.
With these fights, who knows? It's always a fucking draw.
Who's older?
Logan Paul's older.
Which one was the one who fought?
Logan Paul fought
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather. And that was like, something was up with that fight.
That was rigged.
There was like a, I mean, it was like supposed to just end in a draw, right?
And then that's how it ended. Well,
it was an unsanctioned fight, yeah. So no, there you couldn't have any winners unless someone got like obviously knocked out.
Because, I mean, somebody, the only clip I saw was one where it was like clear that if Mayweather wanted to, he could have knocked him out.
I guess so, but I don't know anything about boxing, so like maybe it's just like we don't know, but something looks off here. And God bless them, they're making a shitload of money. They're making more money than any other boxing match.
Do they have more money than the president?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
No one has. When you're the president, that means you make the most money.
Yeah, you get most of the taxes go to you.
You get all the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're the richest person in the world. That's why you're the president.
You also have a nice pool.
Well, that's how you know you're rich. By having a pool.
Yeah.
So
these guys poke this big old star in the eye and the guy dies. I feel bad for the star. He didn't ask for that. He got sucked from space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's sad for the star.
There's an NPR show or something where they...
Wait. Don't tell me?
Exactly. No, I'll tell you later. Where they did an episode where they were like, hey, let's just see if we can buy... If we have $15,000. Let's see if we can buy the lowest rank Marvel character. Just like the most nobody. And there's one where the guy has like a radio speaker for his head. They're like, oh, this would be great. We're like a radio show. We can do that. And they refuse to sell literally any properties. And this starfish is like a prime example. Because like... Who would have known that the starfish would have...
Well, that's what I do like about this movie is there's like polka dot man. There's all these fucking characters.
But all these people are real Marvel characters.
Yeah, DC. I feel this like James DC. Gunn was like, I'm going to pick the dumbest characters that I can possibly pick.
Starro's good.
No, it's all great.
It's great. But like somebody brought up a point with this Suicide Squad movie is like, why are these guys in jail? Because they seem like immediately like just heroic.
They're all pedophiles.
Yeah, so
you
that's,
don't know about that?
Yeah, so that's the kind of like you got to read between the lines.
Oh, I think some of them are assassins.
No, they're all pedophiles.
Rod's trying to find sympathy with them. Obviously.
No, I'm not trying to.
No. There's a code where you try to.
Well, he's like they're pedophiles, but they're assassins too.
No, that's not what I'm doing.
He's really trying to sell it to us.
Yeah.
No, they were all on To Catch a Predator.
Every single one of them?
Yep, that's every sort.
Yeah. Okay, well then I guess. Weasel?
No. He was an assassin.
Was there ever a To Catch a Predator where the guy's like, go ahead, have a seat, and the other guy's like, you have a seat. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? He's like, my name's Chris Hansen. I'm with CBS or whatever. He's like, yeah, what are you doing here? You're being weird.
And then they risk Chris.
And the guy go, if it was me, they'd just go, I'm here to tell them that this is bad. Did that happen?
I don't think anyone 40 chest this episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that happened.
Is that what that's called?
40 chest is when you do a fucking mega brain move. Yeah, no one's done that.
Yeah, I don't think no one like was ready with like a thing to do in case it happened to them. Though.
Ugh. Remember gathering with your... I had a neighbor friend who their whole family would watch To Catch a Predator together.
It's a great show. It's fucking entrapment, but...
And then the poor guy gets fired or whatever, Chris Hansen, because he cheated on his wife. And they're like, looks like the predator got caught. And it's like...
Wait, that's all he did?
You cheated... No, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's not being a... He's just cheating on it. That's a normal thing that happens. It's like, not great. We don't love it.
Yeah, it's not nice, but it's by no means is he a pedophile.
Yeah.
He's actually a close friend of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he came over one day, and Rod saw him, and he ran so quick out of the house that he left a human-sized hole in my wall, and I Try to get Rod to pay me back for that.
Yeah, I said talk to your landlord about it, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Rod does that. Anytime there's like sirens or something, and if he's at your house, he will explode out of your house, and he'll leave a human, a hole that like is in the Rod shape of him running.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is crazy.
What do you rate this movie?
10 out of 10.
Me too, 10 out of
10. 10 out of 10, but Rakusha is my exactly. man.
10 out of 10, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my review is from start to end, me watching the whole thing, loving every second of it.
That's the way you give it.
I think I'm giving it a yeah out of yeah, which is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but Rakusha both shows.
Yes.
If I was around more people that night, there would have been an earthquake with all the fist bumps I'd have been given.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Can't believe my hand still works after all those fist bumps.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes my hand gets real swollen from all the fist bumps.
What? Whose joke was that? Huh. The joke of
high five to death.
Yeah.
That's Zach Galifianakis. Okay. Did you hear about the kid who hooked up with his teacher? Yeah, he died. He was high five to death.
I mean, it's no bag of dicks, but...
Right. Really funny crap. It's
really good stuff. Really good stuff. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
What's your favorite James Gunn tweet?
What? Did you read all those old tweets? It's like, ooh, there's nothing crazier than letting me into the movie because they don't let me into the movie with your children.
Yeah, something like that.
Just like 2011...
Edgelord.
Edgelord fucking shock humor.
Gotta love it. You love it.
It's funny, though, that he got fired by Disney. DC hired him.
Well, he got fired from fucking...
Didn't Disney just rehire him, though?
Yeah.
Not a big deal?
No, it was like fucking... Who's that guy?
Was it Dave Bautista?
No, it was Mike Cernovich. Some conservative guy canceled him.
Of course.
He, like, the gorilla mindset guy fucking canceled him.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Anywho, gang, that's our review of this fucking great movie. I give it fucking 10 dicks out of 10 dicks out of a bag of dicks.
Out of a bag of
dicks. How many bags, though?
Fucking 10 bag of dicks. Anywho, gang, what else we doing?
That's what?
What?
That's it, man.
Yeah, nothing to
promote. Do we have more stuff?
No, thanks for subscribing to our Patreon. Go check out the new Patreon because... a lot of funny stuff going on there, and I just gave away a bunch of clothes.
Yeah, it's basically the Craigslist television show or a podcast.
Yeah, Witt's got to post these clothes online though.
I have to post them, and I'm gonna do one article of clothing a week. Anywho, gang, you guys don't know about that.
They're for our patrons.
You guys are not patrons. Anywho, gang, it doesn't matter. You don't need to be a patron. You don't need to give us money. Anywho, gang, that's the podcast, gang. Can you believe it? It's already that's it. Anywho, gang, that's it. Anything you want to say, Rod?
I don't have anything.
You have jury
Scooby-Doo.
I have jury duty next week, but...
Okay. Bye, gang!